An award-winning short film shot right here in the Tennessee Valley is now available online. WUTC's Will Davis is speaking with the filmmaker.
The Sacred Disease is the name of the latest film by local artist and filmmaker Erica Scoggins. And the film was inspired by a neurological disorder.
It's based on my experience with temporal lobe epilepsy, which is a kind of lesser known type of seizure disorder. The symptoms can sometimes mimic things like migraine with an aura or panic attacks or even mental illness in some cases. The main thing is that it happens in the part of the brain controlling memory and emotion. So my inability to explain what this felt like led me to make a film about it.
How would you describe it in terms of style? Is it narrative? Is it experimental? Is it like a genre film?
It has a little bit of all three of those things. It definitely starts as a narrative and then kind of dissolves. So we follow a character, Angie, who is both mourning the death of her brother and also kind of over-medicated for her seizures. So it's very much a rabbit hole kind of story. Lewis Carroll had temporal lobe epilepsy. Alice in Wonderland is somewhat derived from that. And the kind of changes in time perception and the things happening around our main character are similar structurally to Alice in Wonderland, but very different in tone.
And it was shot in the Tennessee Valley?
Mm-hmm. We shot in Charleston, Tennessee, Chattanooga, Ringgold, and Cleveland. So kind of, we had a lot of locations in this film. But another thing, coming from grad school in LA, where you pay $2,000 a day for a location as a student, it was insane to come here and really experience the community effort we had. You know, help with equipment and locations and just people willing to work because they were so excited to be on set. And that was the only reason that we could make that film here.
Yeah. What about the film are you most proud of?
How we all came together, people from LA, Nashville, Chattanooga, and Germany, my DP and camera crews from Germany, and how everybody just became a family. That's really important to me, is providing a good experience for the people who work for me. And then on the more kind of quality of the film or experience of the film, a lot of people have said to me afterwards that they don't really know what they just saw, but they really felt something and they can't explain what they felt. And that's what a seizure is like. So, and that's the best thing to hear.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the festival circuit.
Festivals are fun. They're, especially for short films, as you know, short films don't typically play in theaters, you know, like feature films do. Festivals are a way for either filmmakers who are starting out or even long-term filmmakers who want to go back to the short form, a way for us to get together and see each other's work and celebrate each other's work. And because of the structure of this film and kind of how it was, we did show in some festivals in the States, but also a lot in Europe, just because it kind of fits into a more European type of filmmaking. Yeah, it's a really good excuse to travel and hopefully have some of your expenses paid. And
what are you working on now?
I am going straight home after this to sit in front of my computer for the rest of the day, working on sound design for our latest film, The Boogie Woman. It's kind of a rite of passage, coming of age story of womanhood.
Do you watch? Well, you have to watch your films when they're done and you can't change them.
Mm-hmm.
Then do you continue to watch them?
Yeah, it's a strange phenomenon. When I was finally done with The Sacred Disease, it took me about 6 months to edit and do the sound design and everything. And I was so sick of it. I didn't want to look at it. I didn't even want to show it at first. And then we had a small screening here in Chattanooga. And this time was the first time that I actually felt like I saw it through fresh eyes. It was good. I felt like I was seeing it as a new audience member.
Well, thank you for talking to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, thank you. It's been great.
To see The Sacred Disease for free, go to the Around and About Chattanooga section of our website, wutc.org. I'm Will Davis.